This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Oh dear, I really want to go upstate.
Well, I gotta put some gas in the car, you know, they're still rationing down here.
Oh honey, I want to go up and see the 20-somethings upstate. They can't get jobs and they're not washed. I'm going to bring a washcloth and a bit of my favorite lavender soap.
Oh, I love that lavender soap, honey. It really smells delicious on you.
Oh, think of how it will smell on the 20-somethings. They are so cute when they're sleeping in their cars.
Battlefield Earth. Every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Scribner's Catskill Lodge, a 38-room boutique hotel located in Hunter, offering a seasonal outdoor pool, weekend wellness programming, and nightly s'mores around the fire pits. Located at 13 Scribner Hollow Road, across the street from Hunter Mountain, 8 miles from the Forest Trails in Catskill Park, and 22 miles from the town of Woodstock. Scribner's is also home to the Prospect Restaurant and Bar, serving modern fare. Information at 518-628-5130 or at www.scribnerslodge.com.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dummies. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Do you have a secret stash of records, CDs, tapes, radios, or audio equipment
ready for a new home?
Support WGXC by donating your goods to the WGXC table at the 2018 WGXC Record Fair, coming up at Basilica Hudson September 16th. Donations of any size are welcome. Unburden yourself. It's tax deductible. To arrange a pickup or drop-off, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call our Hudson studio at 518-697-7400. That's recordfair@wgxc.org. For more information about the fair and becoming a vendor, visit our website at wgxc.org/recordfair.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of dough. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas. They have no bones. No matter.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Use the boots to get through.
I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Don't make eye contact. Whatever you do. Keep moving. Keep moving.
Are those guys sailors?
Show me your moves.
You better keep your hands off my hat.
Where'd my hat go?
Maybe you two could form a stupid hat club.
Objection!
Moon prism power!
If you've heard of it, it's already too mainstream for me.
Who would bear the whips and scorns of time?
Plan called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the ninth wonder of the world, Timeless Vibes!
Sending sound data to idiot earthling radio host, inhabitant H491, Zatho. Timeless Vibes initiating in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back. The Concerto for Cello and Wind Orchestra, composed by Friedrich Golda, conducted by Timothy Rhenish, and performed by the Singapore Philharmonic Winds. Woo! Welcome to Timeless Vibes. This is the show where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, anime, television, cartoons, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original compositions then and now. And if you're new to the show, we don't just play the great classics, we also play some stuff you might have never heard before. And I like to specialize that. I like to play some weird stuff, I like to play some rare stuff, and that was certainly rare. That was a concert band piece. Again, concerto for cello and wind orchestra. And it's a really fun piece. I love the fact that they go hand in hand. You have a very nice, smooth classical part followed by a sort of rock out part with a cello, and you never get to hear the cello do stuff like that. It's a really good sound, so I wish there was more of it, but it's a really great piece as it is, and a great way to kick off this show. It is hot in here, hot out there, hot everywhere, and especially here for Timeless Vibes. You are listening to Timeless Vibes here at Acre 90.5 WGXC. And we're actually going to go into our next piece, and I can't wait because it's a really cool piece. This will be Fang's theme from Final Fantasy XIII. But you know what? Let's just go on with the show. Let's start off. It's hot. We need to get cool. We need to listen to some nice, cool music.
What the heck's going on? What are we doing on the air again? Did somebody lose a bet or something?
Probably. But enough with the conspiracy theories, okay? Let's play the next piece, guys, okay?
Huh! Look at you, wallowing away at the mic! Is this what you're going to do with the rest of your life, Chef? If you don't wise up, you'll be playing music as you question your life choices, as you feel your insignificance pressure you to give up the wild and free lifestyle for something more conservative, as you disappear without a single remembrance!
Wow. Really doling out the hard facts there, Sean Conn.
You're darn right. Also, I'm mad. The Lingerie Football League turned me down. I applied to become a ref to get closer to my feminine side, which I mentioned last episode.
No, I get it. I can just think of perhaps hundreds of better ways to get in touch with your feminine side, Sean Conn. But I guess the Lingerie Football will have to suffice for you.
Oh, thanks, pal.
It really wasn't a compliment. Besides, I've already taken a look at the mirror and decided to improve our show with our new robot, Ivy, created by our own lauded in-show scientist, whose name I forget. Behold, Ivy 5.0. Alexa's got nothing on this bad boy. We don't even have to do a thing while she plays all the music.
Ho, ho, ho. Sweet, lad. Get me some chips. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, just take a step back, because you're about to be impressed. Of that, I can guarantee you. Wake up, Ivy. It's time for you to shine.
My coding is not capable of producing the vigorous amounts of salt and potato required for snack sufficiency. Also, I am solar powered. What am I doing inside you?
We're still working out the kinks. But you know what? Let's go to the next piece. I've decked out this studio with some fancy art, so if anyone walks by, we'll look all sophisticated and stuff. Why, this Starry Night over the Rhone painting really spruces things up.
How's that going to come in handy?
You'd be surprised, Pacino. In the meantime, here's Fang's theme by Masashi Hamazu, conducted by Arnie Roth and performed by the Distant Worlds Philharmonic. Masashi's music is, there's no other way to explain it other than it's kind of like a bottle of seltzer water, especially his score for Final Fantasy XIII. Imagine a diamond stuck in seltzer water, because it shines and it shakes and it radiates and glimmers, and it really sounds pretty. And you know what I love most in my music?
Bitonal harmonies, lad.
That's right. I love bitonal, and you're going to hear plenty of it here in Fang's theme from Final Fantasy XIII. Again, the music is like seltzer water. It might sound absurd, but I think you'll see where I'm going with this when I play the piece. Really shines, really shakes, really bright and clear. But a lot of fun. This is Fang's theme here on Timeless Vibes. You're listening to WGXC Acre 90.5. manually, like some kind of caveman. Stupid hunk of junk. Work already. What are you doing, lad? I'm trying to get it to work. I don't know. This thing was supposed to make the show a lot easier. Come on.
Ivy 5.0 work any better, I suggest.
This thing is useless. Okay, let's see here. The Ivy manual. Thank you for purchasing Ivy 5.0. Oh, how nice. To initiate Ivy's services, you must jumpstart her syncing capabilities. To do this, one must go through an undeterminable amount of rigorous trials and errors that come with life. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Keep reading. Only then will a substantial bond be formed between human and machine, and only then will man and machine coexist harmoniously to produce various junk foods like potato chips and other assorted products. Wait, I didn't know about that last part.
Well, that's just great, Seth. You suck.
Hello.
And who's this?
You're kidding, right? That's Demi, our other character. I mean show host. She's been on the show before. You've met.
Oh, how lovely. Look at all the art here. Oh, what's this one?
That would be Starry Night over the Rhone.
Oh, wow, Pacino. I didn't know you knew so much about art.
Oh, yeah, I know all the artists. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael. Hey, Seth, who's the other Ninja Turtle?
Donatello?
Donatello! Master Splinter, Bebop, Rocksteady, April O'Neil, the list goes on and on.
Right. Seth, could I speak with you for a minute?
Sure, but first, I gotta play the next piece. Hopefully that'll be okay.
I suppose.
Will not pick Ivy 5.0.
Nah, this stupid thing. Okay, well, you know what? Here's Symphony in D Major by Paul Ranitsky. This is actually a really fun piece. A very old classical piece of music, one of Mozart's contemporaries, Paul Ranitsky. But this is a really fun piece. Even if you have no experience in classical music, I can almost guarantee you'll like it, and I think you'll soon find out why as you listen to it. Here is Symphony in D Major by Paul Ranitsky, performed by the London Mozart Players and conducted by Matthias Bamert.
Thank you.
Symphony in D Major, composed by Paul Rynitzky, and performed by the London Mozart Players, conducted by Matthias Bammert. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC Akron 90.5.
Oh, that was such a wonderful piece of music!
Yeah, it was really great, Demi. Really nice piece to dance to. I mean, it had a nice rhythm, nice beat, nice melody, nice everything. If only we could get my freaking robot to work.
Never mind that, Seth. I would like to talk to you about something.
Yeah, what is it?
Look, I know how bad you are pretending to be shocked or affected by someone else's tough news, so I'm just going to tell you now. I'm leaving the show.
What? Why?
It doesn't matter why, but I will stay under one condition. I will stay if you show me that you've mastered your ballroom dancing skills.
Now? Why? When did I even promise that?
During the time your show was off the air. You promised. You promised while you were licking spilt peanut butter through the ceiling crevices of an abandoned apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a new low.
Will you dance with me?
Well, I'd love to, but no, oh, darn it, you know what? Ivy shut down the music processors not 1 minute ago, so there's nothing I can really do. And oh, look at that, it's up again. That's just great.
Oh, what good news!
Yeah, it's really great. Oh, what's it playing on the meter here? Oh, no, Arashi no saxophone. Well, this is a piece I guess we can dance to.
It is?
Well, sure, it's got a saxophone in it, and... you know me, I love the sax. So, maybe we'll, be able to, you know, keep this partnership going, because we need you on the show, Demi. Without you, it's just Sean Conn, Chaz, and Pacino, and, you know, to be frank, I'm not too fond of the guys. I'm not fond, really, at all.
I know that, Seth.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to the next piece. This is Arashi no Saxophone. We're going to take you back to the 90s with this piece, because it comes from the video game King of Fighters 96. And this piece is, it's a bit different from the norm of our show, but it's a very jazzy piece, but a nice piece where the instruments really just get to jam, and that's what I like most about it. Because this is Timeless Vibes, where we play orchestral and instrumental music, so really any kind of piece of music that has a large amount of instruments, just being colorful, characteristic, melodic, fun. This is Arashi no Saxophone 2, composed by Shinsekai Gaikai. Kakiyoku Zatsu Gidan. That is a mouthful. But he's a really good composer. This is one of his best jazz arrangements from King of Fighters 96. Arashi no Saxophone. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC Acre 90.5. Arashi no saxophone. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here at WGXC 90.5 Acre. That was Arashi no Saxophone 2, composed by Shinsekai Kakegoku Zatsuki-dan. It's very hard to say, but I really wanted to play that piece. It's worth it. Took me back to the 90s. A lot of fervor. Like I said on the outset before I played the piece, just really lets the instruments jam. Lets them express themselves. And that's what I love. I love pieces of music, and that's sort of a character motif. It's a leitmotif type of piece. It describes a character or two. And it sounds like something that should portray a character. It sounds very fun, energetic, and insightful. You're listening to Timeless Vibes, and I have to say, though, I am quite out of breath. It's very hot, and I don't think I can do this, Demi, you know? That saxophone was a really intense piece, and all that dancing from it, you know, I'm getting exhausted. I know you'll leave the show if we don't keep dancing, but can't we just take a break? No. Oh, please, Demi. You know, I've always wanted to do some tap dancing. Oh, no. No. No tap dancing. You know, I don't have any music like that, you know, so we're out of luck. What about that piece there? What piece? I don't say anything. Right there, I'm pointing at it. At it. There. Oh, that. Well, you know, that's, yeah. I always thought I could learn some. Learn some what? Tap dancing in Ireland. That's where I'm going once I leave. If I leave. You know what? Okay. You know that's fine. You can stay. We'll do some tap dancing together, and it'll be a lot of fun. I still don't know why you're making me do this. Because you promised. Okay. Yeah, but just because I promised doesn't mean you have to leave the show if I don't fulfill it. I mean, I'm really out of breath here.
I understand. But the show must go on.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, before we play the piece, let's just wait a second. Time out. At least let me mention something about the piece. This piece is from Bill Whelan, famous for the instrumentals to Lord of the Dance, but also a solid composer outside of that. He's done many works. He even made, I think recently, a symphonic suite or symphonic poem based off of instrumentation from Lord of the Dance. And it sounded pretty good, so... And you know, I wasn't a big fan of Lord of the Dance, I'll tell you that right now, but I love his use of instruments. Very Irish composer. This is somewhat programmatic music. I hate that word. I hate that term, especially the way a lot of people use it. But I think a lot of people would use that word to describe this piece of music. But I don't care, because either way, it's a really good piece. There's so much negativity to programmatic music because it has to go with... It's likened to images and therefore isn't very deep or introspective or something like that. But I completely disagree. It's music. It's as deep as you want it to be. This is McDara's From Carna, composed by Bill Whelan, performed by the Irish Chamber Orchestra, Irish Chamber Orchestra, and conducted by David Jones. The McDara's From Carna, composed by Bill Whelan.
Thank you.
the Megdaras from Karna, composed by Bill Whelan, performed by the Irish Chamber Orchestra, conducted under the baton of David Jones. Very thematic Irish music. I like it. Very, it's got a nice texture, very serene as well. And I'm actually very thankful for that serene, slow part, because that kind of Irish jig at the beginning was pretty intense. My feet hurt. Well, this was a lot of fun, Seth. Yeah, sure. Yeah, the fun was all mine. What does that mean?
Well, now that we've danced three times, I can only conclude that you've learned nothing. I'm leaving forever. Goodbye.
But
you said I was doing good. I was trying to be nice.
Demi, you can't leave me here with Chaz, Sean Conn, and Pacino. They're menaces to society.
Ah, that's uncalled for.
Yeah. Oh, no. I dropped my whistle. I need it for lingerie football, for reffing it.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Seth.
Then stay for Bowie's sake. Have you thought of Bowie? Have you thought of him at all in this?
I've already consulted Bowie on the matter. He's fine. He just got an air hockey table rigged at his space station.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Demi, wait, please. She left. This has gone swimmingly. I might as well just up and finish the show for today.
Are you really going to take that, lad?
Eh?
Look, I might seem quite the fool, but that's only because I keep myself reserved when it comes to matters like these. You're just going to let Demi leave the show?
Leave me alone, will ya?
Sure, fine. But I guess nothing's changed from what I said at the start of today's show. You're going to sit there and let another member leave. I can't believe this, but fine. Sit there. Waste away your days without ever seizing the day. But don't come crying to me. Settle for mediocrity. As you let life pass you by. I've seen it before, and I'll see it have it again, lad.
You know what? You're right, Sean Conn. I'm going to go out there right now. I'm gonna tell her that she should stay with the show because, well, we all like her here, you know? We only have one female character on the show, so, you know, we need to bring her back. Maybe next show we can, you know, play some more music and she'll love it, and it'll be lots of fun. You know what? You're right, Sean Conn. I can't settle for less. I can't just sit here like a putz. I gotta go out there.
Well, you better hurry. Her train leaves for Ireland at noon, and not a minute later.
You're right. You're right. I'm going. But first, I gotta play a piece to finish the show. What can we play here? Okay. Here's one of my favorite pieces of all time. That's right. That's a real treasure for the end of this show. This is the finale, the Allegro Assai to Trinita Sinfonica, composed by Yasushi Akutagawa, conducted by Takuo Ieyasu, and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. This is a really fun piece. This is only one of the movements from the whole entire work, but it's one of the best, and I recommend listening to all of it. We don't have time to play all of it, but we do have enough time to play this finale to the Trinita Sinfonica, composed by Yasushi Akutagawa. One of my favorite pieces of all time. Part of one of my favorite pieces of all time. This is the Trinita Sinfonica, composed by Yasushi Akutagawa. the Sinfonia, Trinita Sinfonica, I should say. That was the finale Allegro aside to the Trinita Sinfonica, composed by Yasushi Akutagawa and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. That'll do it. That is our show. That is Timeless Vibes.
What happened to Demi, lad?
Well, you see, the thing was I was going to go catch your train, but then I saw a good deal on potato chips, and I was like, well, you know, you have to weigh your decisions sometimes.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Whoa, easy there, Shotgun. Well, that's the end of our show. Don't worry, Demi will be back, and we will be back, too, hopefully, every second Thursday of